Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, your radio minister of music, and when God does great things in your life, you should shout from the mountaintops. Here's my good friend Trisha Alicia with Great Things.
Let this moment be etched in my memory, and if they label me as crazy, I'll stand with the Trinity, because you done great things, great things, great things for me, great things, great things for me. Jesus, I know that
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. It's always an honor and a pleasure when I have a recording artist who come back and visit and continuously show that they're on the grind for the gospel. And yes, you can be on the grind for Jesus. The one and only Trisha Alicia, welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. The last time I saw you, we talked about the song Pieces.
Yes, the CD was Pieces, and the single was Promises.
See, I'm still...
The P's. It's the P's.
Yeah, I'm still as confused now as I was back then when I did that interview. Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but it just did. So I was confused. And you were working with the guy from Atlanta.
Canton Jones.
Pastor Canton Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, the Preachers of Atlanta was the hot thing.
It was. Yeah, I mean, so it had the whole summer kind of locked up with what was going on and how they were spreading the gospel in Atlanta. And, you know, it's TV, so they're going to dramatize certain things.
And you didn't think I remembered all that, did you?
You're very observant. You're very observant. So I figured that you were going to pull out some nuggets, and I was like, okay, which direction is this going to go in?
Yeah, you was like, oh, he remembered that. Oh, wow. So, yeah, you got to be on your P's and Q's.
Absolutely.
That's right. So that wasn't the last time I saw you.
Mm-hmm, right.
But that probably was the last time you saw me.
That was the last time I was here.
Okay,
in the studio.
See, you're smooth. I like that. Only a homegirl from New York can be like that, right? Queens, right?
No, I wasn't in Queens. My godmom is in Queens. Okay. So you're very, very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Because I'm from Bed-Stuy.
Yep.
So we did talk about that.
The
last time I saw you was at the Dove Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see me, but I saw you.
So this was last year. Right? Or was it this year?
No, this year. Weren't you there?
Yes, I was there this year.
I looked right at you.
Oh,
the
this
The actual
was,
award
yes.
ceremony.
Yes.
That's right. So you didn't, exactly. That's what I'm saying. See? You never know who's in the room. I'm talking about the actual awards.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So
yes.
You were talking to a gentleman. I didn't want to interrupt you. You seemed like you were doing what you're doing. You were networking.
Yeah.
So I said, look at her, always on the grind.
Trying to do what I can. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think... I posted something recently that was like that quote where it says hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And I'm like, I don't want to be one of the talented people that didn't use all of their resources. Yeah. And that's kind of one thing that always is in the back of my head. Like, you know, there's somebody who is, I'm not going to say less talented, because who are we to measure somebody else's worth? But what I might perceive to be less talented, but they're getting up and they're maximizing their potential. So I just am like, man, let me do what I can in my little corner of the universe.
Yeah, maximizing your potential. See, my pastor actually has that over the baptism pool in the pool.
Oh,
in
Cathedral
of Praise.
Bishop
Jerry L. Maynard.
Yeah, my good friend Michael goes there.
That's right, Michael Maynard.
Michael McLendon.
Oh, Diallo.
Yeah, Diallo.
Shouts out to Diallo.
Yes.
That's right. Because y'all did a radio show over on 760?
Yes.
That's right.
So, my buddy.
You're not doing that anymore?
No. We did it for like 2 years.
Okay.
And we were interviewing spoken word artists and stuff like that. And then, you know, his schedule kind of changed. My schedule changed. And, you know, you want to do something like that with excellence, because people have gifts and platforms, and you want to be able to give them your best. And so we were like, ooh, before things get ridiculously crazy, let's figure out what we can do to still support the arts from our own social platforms.
That's excellent. You know, we just listened to your song, Great Things.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I'm always amazed at your vocal ability and your range.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I appreciate that.
And you sort of bedazzle the average person. And I've also been watching you on social media and noticed that you've picked up your traveling schedule has picked up. You've been,
thank God.
To God be the glory. You've been traveling a little bit. You've been moving around. So God has been opening doors for you. So what's been going on?
I've been kind of working with different individuals who are here in Nashville now, but have connections in different places to say, hey, look, you know, if you love the ministry and support the ministry, share the ministry. And they've been amazing. So I've been able to go to different churches and share the music that I have and the hard work that the producers and the singers who sung with me on Great Things have done. And actually, on Great Things, I have a former Fisk, well, I guess not, former Fisk student, current Fisk alumni singing with me on that. So shout out to Marco for that.
Okay. I don't know who Marco is. But okay, but yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Is that who's on the background of Great Things?
He's one of the background singers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds almost like a choir.
Well, so it's kind of cool. The guy who's the producer, he actually did work with Todd Delaney on A Worshipper's Heart. And so he was like, listen, we're going to get like 8 people and just mic up different spots of the room. Oh. And then basically they stood in different places in the room and just recorded it like 5 or 6 times. Wow. And so because of where different voices were, it picked up different things. And then natural room, you know, acoustics and stuff like that helped it fill out. But when it came together, I was just like, what? God gives people different gifts. Cause I would have been like, look, y'all, we're going to have to get 50 people in here to sing this and make it big. But he was like, no, we just really need like 8 people, solid people who have, you know, decent voices, and we'll go ahead and mix it up. And I'm like, man, I was amazed.
That is. So to the average listener, if you watch Coming to America and you see Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall playing all those different people, that's what she's talking about. And so, or Tyler Perry playing Madea and playing himself and playing. So you have these different, you have people, it sounds like a full choir, is what I'm saying. So, but she just broke that down, that's not actually a full choir, but it has the choir sound. And it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds great. That's amazing. Wow. The magic of radio.
Yeah.
God is good.
I had one person ask me, because, you know, Promises is more of a, I call it an urban song because it has more of a trunk rattle, if you will, because it has the bass line and the beats. And then, you know, you have Great Things, which is kind of more praise and worship.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, which side do you like best? And I said, well, I don't think you can get the depth of the lyrics out of a Promises without having like worship inside of you.
Yeah.
But likewise, when you get to the turn up part of Great Things, I don't think you get to the turn up part without having, you know, the hip hop side inside of you. So they both, to me, work in tandem to produce something that I think is very relevant and very timely for what God is trying to do and get to people in this season.
Yeah, amen. So do you rap?
So according to some people, yes, but I wouldn't necessarily call it rap. I like to call it talking or singing on pitch, talking on pitch, I guess, very quickly.
Okay.
So not quite rap in my mind.
Yeah, but can you rap?
I can mimic a rapper.
Oh.
I can mimic a rapper, but I wouldn't necessarily call myself an MC.
See, if we still had CDs or albums, see, side A would be you rapping the gospel.
B-side, yes.
There you go,
the
yeah. Something for everybody, right?
Right.
So that's amazing. So for people who are not familiar with you right now, give them your bio. Tell them a little bit about who you are, where you're from, how you fell in love with Jesus, all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So we'll do Cliff Notes version because that's a long story.
Yeah.
I'm originally from New York. Mm-hmm. Came down to Nashville.
Part?
So I was born in the city, but...
She said so. Go ahead.
Yeah, because my family got moved around.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So it wasn't like, one place.
Uh-huh.
But so started in the city and then ended up doing high school upstate. Gotcha. So in Rochester is where I did high school and then went to college in Northern New York. I thought I was just going to live in New York for the rest of my life.
Most people do.
Yeah, I was, and I was cool with that.
Yeah,
I was like, we're going to go back down to the city. I had it all mapped out. Back down to the city and then I'll be good. And then after I graduated with an engineering degree, that's when I got a job down
in
Nashville.
Right. That's right. You walked away from that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that was a big defining moment because it's one of those things where I think every life has moments where you're like, okay, either I'm going to get deeper into something and kind of go my way, or I have this opportunity to like trust God, and I don't really know what that looks like. But once you kind of start walking it out, you start realizing, like, you know, it's really only two camps. You're either gonna really go and trust God, or you're gonna kind of say you trust in God but still kind of doing it your own way and keeping it in your own hands and making your own safety nets and stuff like that. And I'm not saying don't use wisdom and things of that nature, because God gives us wisdom, he gives us understanding. But I think that there are times in everybody's life where he calls us deeper and says, I wanted to do something bigger with you. And it doesn't have to be as big as like rearranging your career, but it could be something that you've just never done before. And he's like, hey, what's up? Are you gonna do this, or are you gonna just keep doing it your own way? So that's what I did. I got the job, moved to Nashville, kind of started dabbling more into music, because it's Music City. You can't not. You're always gonna be around people who somehow are affiliated to the music industry or music industry adjacent. And that's kind of where pieces. The first project came out of doing some of that and then fully embracing it and kind of going. Yeah. And that's where I'm at. I guess falling in love with Jesus. I grew up in church, but I would say that when it's that type of atmosphere, you know God and you're exposed to God, but it's not yet personal. Gotcha. And then when I went away to school and kind of coming down here and really getting out on my own and getting into some challenging situations, that's where it was like, yo, if this is what you believe, it's time to put up or shut up.
Wow, that's amazing. So I guess in the closing moments here, what do you say to a person who was in a situation that you found yourself in? You're embarked in your career and you know that God has called you to a greater purpose, but you had to walk away from what may have been considered your safety net and, and step out on faith.
Yeah, man, right? So the one thing that God showed me was like, I said, I don't know you as like, you know, some people are like, oh man, God came through and I needed $1,100.13 and I got a check in the mail for $1,100.13. And I was kind of, I was reading this book called Experiencing God. And I remember being like, man, that's never happened to me. Like, God, I don't know you that way. And he was like, because you've never needed me to, you've never needed to know me that way. Like, you've, the way you've organized your life, you've never needed me to be in those situations. And that's great and fine. But like, at the same time, don't chastise me because you fixed your life up according to the way that you wanted to fix it up. And so sometimes we have to realize that in what we, in our ambitions, in going after whatever we want to go for, that could be the good thing. But like you said, there's a greater thing that God has for your life. And so I feel like he, I mean, he's a gentleman. He's not going to like bash you over the head and be like, I told you you shouldn't have went off and become a doctor. Now you don't have no time to really devote to the kids. You know, it's not like that. But he'll continue to tug at you and pull at you and say, listen, this is what I created you to do. And you can definitely live a good life and ignore all of that. But I think deep calls unto deep, like the Bible says. So that deep place that's inside of you is always going to be talking to you, saying, hey man, there's something bigger in you, or taking you back to those memories when you were 13, 14, some people even 5 and 6, when they had an attention or an inkling to say, oh man, this big thing, I think I think about it, or I feel like this could be me. And I don't think God has those ideas for no reason. I feel like you have to pay attention to it, and then as he brings it to your remembrance, he says that we can ask him for wisdom. We can seek him for guidance, and the path will unveil itself. Like, he's not going to just leave you out there hanging, especially if it's his idea. So if God is calling you to a greater thing inside of you, take a step. Like, it might not be the big leap into the unknown, but when you take that first step, it'll show God that, like, I'm listening to you, and I'm open. I'm more open than I was yesterday. Even though I haven't taken the leap, I'm walking with you.
Wow. And that's why this is called Real Gospel, everybody. Her name is Trisha Alicia. She's the gospel diva. With the two first names. Yeah, she's a diva, y'all. And so support her ministry. She is out here walking in faith. God is opening doors for you. I see tremendous success in your musical career and your musical journey. Hallelujah. So I feel the anointing of the Lord saying to me to say to you right now, continue to write your music. Continue to just press forward and continue to just take your foot and just kick through those doors that God has already opened, because the way has already been made. And so those of you listening to this interview right now, you support this young lady, you have her come out to your ministry around the country, around the world, and just allow her to exercise those gifts that are within her, because your ministry is going to be blessed as a result thereof. Because by supporting her ministry, God is going to support your ministry, because it all works together for the good of those who love the Lord, all according to his purpose. Amen.
Amen. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. To God be the glory for that. So Trisha Alicia, how can the listeners find out more about you and your music?
Yeah, so the easiest way would be to go to, if you're not on any social media, go to TrishaAlicia.com, www.TrishaAlicia.com. TRISHAALICIA. So www.trishaalicia.com. And then if you're on any sort of social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, it's I am Trisha Alicia. So at I am TRISHAALICIA at I am Trisha Alicia. Yeah. So that's me.
Yeah. We're going to have her back soon, y'all. And when she comes back, it's going to be even greater. See, she's continuing to elevate. And so it's just, I'm glad that you had time to come by.
Because,
you know, you've been busy. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.